Next, we have an update on the fight against AIDS in Asia. India is approaching South Africa as the country with the highest number of people infected with HIV/AIDS. That's according to the country's official figures, which aid workers say are low. Wherever it ranks, more than 5 million people are infected in India, and it is hard to educate people there about the problem because it's a country with 16 major languages, thousands of dialects, and widespread illiteracy. Mandy Cunningham reports on the state of Karnataka in southern India.
About 10 men, some playing drums, others holding garlands of flowers, are standing on the side of a four-lane highway. Just why they are there, with trucks speeding by, is not immediately clear. Then, in the distance, a second group of men appears. With bandanas covering their mouths and noses against the dust, and hats to shield them from the intense sun, they look like modern-day highwaymen, complete with bags for loot. But in fact, they're part of the AIDS Walk for Life, an ambitious project in which a group of 32 volunteers is walking around India to spread awareness about HIV/AIDS. The walkers are about to cross from one district of Karnataka into another, and the group of men standing on the roadside are local officials who've turned out to welcome them. Walking to draw attention to an issue is not new in India. Just recently, Mahatma Gandhi's famous salt march was reenacted, 75 years after the original. And this walk, though not a protest, still draws on Gandhian philosophy. The walkers and their support team live simply. They sleep in village halls, their diet is vegetarian, and drinking and smoking are strictly prohibited. But what makes this walk unique is its sheer scale. Over the year, the goal is to cover nearly 4,000 miles, reaching 2 million people along the way. Danish Nazaria is one of the team.
In this walk, we are working on mainly on all the grassroots level people, like the people in the villages, like the truckers, dhaba people, like vendors, these type of labor class people also. Because these people are mainly blamed for these things. Why? Because they're uneducated.
In India, HIV/AIDS is spreading primarily through heterosexual sex. Here in the south of the country, more than 1 in 10 of the truck drivers are thought to be infected. So it's not surprising that the walk's organisers, Project Concern International India, chose a route that follows a major new highway. It connects Delhi in the north to Mumbai in the west, Chennai in the south, and Calcutta in the east. At a truck stop, the young walkers hand out information and condoms, and the team leader, Hiranand Mishra, starts chatting to some of the drivers. We get bored here. There's no entertainment, one man is saying. After listening to a few wisecracks, Hiranand gets down to business. He tells the truckers that if they're unable to abstain from sex while they're on the road, they must use condoms. What he might also have told them is that in urban southern states, more than half of the commercial sex workers are thought to be infected. But on this occasion, he teases them gently and then extracts a promise from each man that he will use condoms in future and that he will pass on the leaflets to others.
What we found is that people are sort of shy of coming out and talking about the issues openly. How we try and tackle it is that we try and say that it's not a personal issue, it's not a private issue, it's a health issue, it's a community issue, and it has the ability to destroy lives, destroy families, destroy communities. What we are trying to achieve by this AIDS walk is to create an environment where issues like HIV, AIDS, sexual health, transmission of sexually transmitted diseases, these things can be talked about in an open manner.
Rural India is generally considered to be conservative. But unlike in the United States, the distribution of condoms does not appear to be a controversial moral issue. The team members advise abstinence as the best form of protection against HIV/AIDS, but they will give condoms to anyone who will accept them. As the caravan moves on, another part of the team has left the highway and gone to a nearby village. In addition to giving out educational material, the team performs street plays and shows videos. Today they've set up tables in the street and they're using the walk's medical van as a mobile clinic. The line grows quickly. People are eager not to miss the opportunity of a free medical checkup. It is here that the doctor and female counsellors are able to reach women. According to team member Senchali Roy, women in rural areas are particularly vulnerable to HIV/AIDS as they have little control over their lives.
The rural women, the life of the women, they have been ruled by the male. So they don't have the decision on their body and mind whether they should go for sex, whether they should go for child or not. Even a woman can tell her husband that use condom because it is not accepted in the culture.
As the walkers set off again, they still have 4 miles to go to the night shelter. It's dark, it's dangerous, and it's raining. The schedule is pretty relentless, but as yet, no one has dropped out. Mohammed Sami explains why.
This
is probably one of the biggest walks in the history of mankind, and I'm extremely proud to be a part of it. And I think AIDS is probably one of the biggest scourges of our life. And to be doing my bit, to be telling my countrymen how to prevent it from spreading, how to prevent it from happening further, I feel extremely lucky and proud to be a part of this.
By the time this day is over, the team will have walked 1,800 miles, given out nearly 400,000 leaflets and distributed 146,000 condoms. Only 7 states, 7 months and 2,000 miles still to go. For National Public Radio, I'm Mandy Cunningham in New Delhi.